As we conclude our series of shiurim on Amasla, we now learn Yerideya, Simen Kuf Pehe, Hilchas Nida, Sif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Am Labala Tamei Ani. If a woman told her husband, I am Tamei Vakach Amr Tahir Ani, and then she retracts and says, I am actually Tahar, Einan Amenes, Im Hulach Kdei Dibur. If after Kdei Dibur she retracts, she's not believed. However, v'mnasna amasla dvara, but if she gives an amasla to go shemeris, shloy amr loykein, she said, I did not say this tchila, emne shloy hoye ba koyach lizbo tam shmish, I didn't have the strength to tashmish, I taina cheres ki yoytze b'zeh, or another valid taina, she comes up with another good explanation, Nemenis. However, says the Ramah, Kamaka Misha writes Lahakma Atzmai. If somebody wants to be Machmer, Shloi Lahamanla, not to trust her when she says her retraction, even with an explanation, Lidus Chsidusu. Almudina, Nemenis Afil Bishtich Achakach. She's trusted even without giving an explanation. Rak she bob shechavas eitzel balav, she lays herself down next to her husband. Vuhu yodeo makas shemash omer tchila tamei ani. If he recognizes that why she originally said she wasn't tahar, well, she said so because makas ktata shayla imai, they were in disagreement. Kedai mozev. Avol im ra'uhu leveshes begadim amichadim lemein dasa. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, it wasn't just based on a statement, but she actually put on the big day nidus, vakach omer tahirani, and now she wants to retract saying tahirani. Afi shenos namasla dvarei, even if she gives an amasla and an amenas. Says the Ramah, omla, if a woman says plenty chochem tarli kesem, that this Rav said that this kesem is tar. The chochem omer shim shakeres, the chochem says she's not saying the truth. Hachacham nemo, we trust the Chacham, the Tamei Yehi. So, in analyzing this halacha and going through it line by line, the Shulchan Aruch says, Amr Labala. The Shulchan Aruch is referring to a situation where she initiated the statement. What would be the halacha, says the Be'er Hatif, in Sif Katan Beis, where Eid Echot said to the woman, you are Tamei, and she remains silent. Here, says the Be'er Hatev, quoting the Padis Remainim, we don't say Shtika Koi Da Dama. On the other hand, if when the Eid Echot came and said to her, you are Tamei, she responded by saying, yes, I am, then an Amasla would not help. However, says the Be'er Hatev, where she could explain what happened, then maybe an Amasla would be help. There's also a discussion, the Taz, in Sefkotan Beis, where the Taz says that if she said it Barabim, then an Amasla would not be helpful. There are those that disagree and say it's usually not a subject. A woman's tahara tuma is usually not a subject that's discussed barabim. But the halacha is that it makes no difference if it was said barabim or not. If the amasla explains it in an adequate way, we accept the amasla even when it was said Barabim. If a woman, says the Sharideya, told her husband, now isn't the time of my veset, and that's why I said that I'm Tamei, and then she retracts, even though she didn't explicitly say she's Tamei, all she said was, now is the time of my veset, that is also enough of a reason to require and a masla. The Shach in Sifkot and Beis says that saying what I said originally, I only meant as a joke, is not an acceptable amasla. However, the Tzoyis says, as we've said in our shir, the Tzoyis makes two very important points. Number one, he says that this is really not a joking matter, and this is not something that somebody should make a joke about. But if, as we analyze the amasla, it seems to be that what she's saying is indeed the case, even though it shouldn't have been a situation, something that she was joking about, we would accept her masla. The Shach in Sif Katan Gimel continues giving examples of what would be considered an acceptable masla. If, let's say, the woman says, there were guests in our home, and that's why I didn't want to have relations, that is considered an acceptable amasla. He also quotes a Mordechai, where if a woman says, I thought I was a nida, but now I re-examined myself, and I discovered that I wasn't a nida, and that the dam, and we'll discuss this more later in our shir, and the dam that I had was really from a different source, that is also an acceptable maslas. The Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkot and Dalid quotes the Chavistas that discusses when, if an amasla is acceptable even after a number of days. On one hand, there's a reason to be more lenient, because of enough days that she could have gone to the mikveh since she made her original statement that she's tamei past, that's certainly a reason to be more lenient. On the other hand, if not enough, because she could have a migui, even though in a previous year we said that this is a situation where a migui is not acceptable. If, on the other hand, it's a situation where there weren't enough days, the question comes up the other way, why didn't you retract earlier? In a situation, says the Pardes Ramonim, where a woman gives an amasla, which is not an acceptable amasla. For example, we just quoted the Shach that says that she gave an amasla that she was just joking, that the Shach says that that's not an acceptable amasla. And then she comes up with another amasla, which is a halachically acceptable amasla. We will not accept the second amasla. Another example is if a woman says she was tamei, and then she says, I was tamei and I went to the mikveh. And we determined that that's not true. She did not go to the mikveh. And then she comes up with another amasla. We would not accept the second amasla. If the another example that the Pais can give of an acceptable amasla, unfortunately, is where she said that I said that I was tamei because my mother told me that I should do so to stay away from you. That is an acceptable amasla. Another example of an acceptable amasla is where a woman's husband wanted to have relations with her. She said, I'm tamei, and then she showed a kesem to a rav, and the rav said that kesem is tahar. So she comes to her husband and says, now, the reason I said I'm tamei is because I had this kesem, and I didn't have a psak on the kesem, and that's why I told you I'm tamei. That is considered an acceptable kesem. Rav Yitzchak Chanan in the Shailos HaTshuvos Ein Yitzchak discusses a situation where a woman's sheet was bloody, and she showed that to her friends, and they said it must be that you're a nida, even though the time of her period had not yet come. And then she had relations with her husband, and she said, because I discovered that I had a wound somewhere else, and I assumed that that's where the dam came from. But that wound wasn't there when the blood was discovered. So she comes up with another excuse. So even though, as we've been learning, if you first say an unacceptable amasla, and then you come up with an acceptable amasla, it's not acceptable. Here, Rav Yitzchok Elchanan, in order to save the marriage, was a little more makel. Another interesting tshuva I saw was from the Shas Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek. Apparently, the minig was that someone who was asked to be a sandik would pay for the entire bris. So there was a couple that were asked to be a kfater at a bris. And when you're a kfater, first the wife carries the baby and she hands it to the husband, and which is a problem if the wife is a nida. This wife told her husband, we have to decline this kibud because I'm a nida, and it would be embarrassing, obviously, that I can't hand the baby to you. Then she comes back and says, really, I wasn't a nida, and the only reason I said this was because I did not want to spend the money on the bris. Says the Avnei Tzedek, even though throughout Shas we have a klal, nichalei le'inish the ne'eved le mitzvah b'memoinei, people want to spend money on a mitzvah. When is that klal said, says the Avnei Tzedek? Only when it doesn't involve a significant expense. But when a significant expense is involved, we don't say that. And here, of course, paying for a bris is a significant expense, and it's an acceptable amasla. The Ksav Sofer says that a woman saying that she had dam from her makar, but then she says, well, that's why I said I'm a nida. And then she says, well, that dam was really not dam nida, it was a dam maka, is not an acceptable amasla. The Paiskim, the Darkei Tshuva, also indicate, and this is very much in line with what we've discussed in our previous year, Shurim, is that if, besides that she said that she's a Nida, it's the time of the month where she has a Veset, that she's going to have Hadam, it's much less acceptable to accept that amasla. We can't accept an amasla when she is, because as we always say in our shiurim, amasla is a very subjective issue. And if there are reasons not to accept amasla, then we don't accept amasla. And therefore, we don't accept the amasla when it's at that time of the month, which gives us less reason to accept the amasla.